Call is now being recorded.
Hi everyone, Amy Wood here, and I have Jane McQueen with me at Mobile Meals. It is the holiday season, and there's no better time to combine fundraising and wonderful community events. So, Jane, tell us what's going on.
Well, we're just so grateful. The Chamber Choir at First Presbyterian Church, which I have the pleasure and honor to be a part of, for the third year in a row, is holding a wonderful Christmas concert at the Chapman Cultural Center, and it's this Sunday night at 7 o'clock, and all the proceeds go to Mobile Meals to Feed the Hungry. And it's just, it's an hour of incredible music, just beautiful classic gospel, jazz, you name it. And in fact, we performed the same program the Saturday night before Christmas at the Biltmore.
Oh, wow.
It was well received there, and I'm sure everyone would enjoy it, and it's just $15.
$15 to help the hungry in our community. And explain the need. I mean, we all love beautiful holiday music, but it's nice to understand that when you're enjoying something like that, you're making a real impact. You see the need every day.
Absolutely. And in a beautiful setting, which is just a great way to sort of take a big sigh and get away from the hustle and bustle of Christmases. Holt Andrews, our leader, said.
Mm-hmm. And it's so busy right now, and this is a perfect chance to kind of, like you say, take a deep breath, take in the season, actually experience it. It races by us so fast. When it comes to the need to feed in our community, have we seen a dramatic increase with the economy and all?
Well, unfortunately, it's harder to raise funds, but easier to find the need.
Mm-hmm.
So although people have been very faithful, but it's been a big sacrifice over the last year. We've had to stop serving milk. We've had to end our wonderful nursing ministry, and all the staff took salary cuts and benefit cuts. You know, it's been a great sacrifice at Mobile Meals by staff, so there would not be as much sacrifice by the recipients. That's what's so important. So
we need to fill Chapman Cultural Center for sure.
Absolutely.
And then some.
Sunday night at 7 o'clock.
All right. Well, thank you, Jane, and best of luck to you and your work. We appreciate so much what you're doing to help those in need in our community.
Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas.